Not Sorry by Sarah Salway. He is so much smaller than her that she gets embarrassed, wondering if from behind he looks like her child, a hunched-up boy in adult clothes like some kind of war refugee, and if so, when he kisses her, will strangers gasp, hurry past so they can see her from the front? And he does kiss her often, because it makes him smile to stand on tiptoes, to reach up and take her by the shoulders that are so much wider than his own. And though in anyone else her reluctance to meet his lips would be cruel, it seems to make him more determined, although she's never told him about the child thing, or how once, when she saw their reflection in the glass, he looked like a little wizened monkey climbing up her great stout oak of a tree, and how she would have pushed him off straight away, but he stopped kissing her suddenly, bent down to wipe the dust off the tips of his black leather shoes, such small shoes, and she stood still looking at the reflection, just her now, alone, the moon making a perfect halo round her head, and her lips were tingling so much that in the window she saw her hand come up and touch them. Her tingling lips, her fingertips smoothing her mouth like a salve, searching in vain for the one spot, any spot, he'd missed.